Village in the 20th arrondissement in Paris. It's out in the eastern part of Paris. It's a fairly working class area. And we have a special between the two rounds of the presidential elections concert given by Fanfarei. Samir Inal, you're the founder of Fanfarei, you're Franco-Algerian. Just tell me, how has the group evolved since it was founded? So that's what, 12 years ago?
Alors, au départ, le groupe, on jouait que dans la rue.
We started off just playing in the streets, doing carnivals. Then we got to play in a few festivals, but we were still more or less treated as a street band. And then, because we had a talented vocalist and violinist, we gradually got to play on stage. So far, we've played in festivals in 17 countries, all over the world.
On a fait 17 pays avec Fanfarei, donc voilà, quelques festivals dans le monde.
Spirit of your band.
L'esprit de Fanfarei, c'est la fête.
Our spirit is let's party. We're about sharing music with as many people as possible and mixing different styles of music, Algerian, North African, but then we mix it with reggae, salsa, jazz or rock, all of that.
Voilà, donc c'est vraiment le métissage. Chansons, il y a deux parties. Il y a des parties de reprises. Donc on a repris vraiment des chansons très connues.
Some of our songs are covers of very well-known Algerian songs. For example, Ya Raya by Del El Halachi. It's the most famous. It's about immigration.
Qui parle de l'immigration.
Most of our songs are about love.
Voilà, après pour on a Kada, notre chanteur, qui écrit aussi des paroles.
Our singer Kada also writes songs. He's written a song about mothers, dedicated to his mom and to all mothers.
Voilà, ou sinon des chansons un peu plus politiques.
A few of our songs are also a bit more political, where we talk about the situation in Algeria. For example, the Nawa song called Lafo, it talks a bit about the dark years of terrorism in Algeria.
Les années 90.
I'm here with Hervé Lebouche. Hervé, you're a drummer in the band. When did you join the band?
In 2005, mostly at the beginning, yes.
Right, okay.
It was in Paris that we met. I saw the leader of the band, Samir, and we began playing and mixing street brass and oriental music. It was quite unusual because you have all things of other countries, like Caribbean or something. There are lots of batucada.
There aren't that many bands doing that, is that true?
Yeah, saxophone, trumpets players, they originally play jazz fluently.
Yeah.
But with this kind of rhythms, you have to think differently. There are rich mixes of areas around Maghreb playing all types of swings, I can say it like this, 6-8, mixed with Arab influences, but also African influences. This kind of rhythm have different parts, different instruments, so we try to play it with congas, derbuka, drums. We try to mix it with a very good arranger of Paris, Patrick Touvet, who works with salsa bands also.
Okay.
Latin jazz bands, and we try to mix it with all the individuals in the group. We try to make it happy, and I have lots of joy in playing together.
You have the word word rye in the name, fanfare rye. We've got rye, chebi, gnawa. Is there a big difference between those rhythms, Hervé?
Yes, rye is a generic term, and chebi is more in Alger.
In Algeria?
Yeah, Algeria.
The capital of Algeria.
The capital of Algeria. Oh, what we call chebi from Morocco is not chebi from Algeria. We see chebi in Morocco is all what is traditional music. But in Alger, it's from the coffees, it's popular music. So rye is a generic type for all this music. If you don't know Oriental music, someone will always say, ah, yes, it's rye because of the success of this music in the 1980 from
Khaled.
Yes, all this type. Yeah. And Gnawa music is also sacred music. Yes, now it's in Morocco one of the most influential music. But we play it with traditional instruments like gombri. That's also an unusual mix.
From Algeria, and I'm proud to be this mix of Algeria and France. We cannot separate them.
You're here at this concert. Just tell me about the effect it has on you hearing songs from Algeria.
It's a pleasure to listen again to these songs, reproduced, sung by new artists who are trying to reinterpret the old heritage indeed. We are really in need of this breathing because it's our culture. We are really in need of trying to dance, to try to forget about the stress of life, politics, elections, and so on.
It's lovely to be able to come here and dance and kind of forget about politics. We have people from North Africa, we have French people all coming together.
They cannot separate. France is already a mix of culture. Different cultures, several cultures, whether it's African, European, immigration is part of history. Immigration brings a lot of positive things, okay? And what I love in Paris, what I love in France, is this possibility to get mixed with people. Cannot afford traveling, but through these different opportunities to go to an African restaurant, an Asian restaurant, to attend an Asian concert, and so on. We are really lucky. We are lucky, and hopefully we are going to pray that it will continue.
It's a very, I would say, tense time in France. Do you see yourself as representing anything in particular with this current climate in France?
Sans parole, déjà rien que quand on voit le groupe, on voit la musique qu'on joue.
Just looking at the band, even without listening to the songs, you see we're French and Algerian on stage. So the message is clear. We're very diverse. We work together and live together. It's not about being on the right or on the left.
Il n'y a pas de droite ou gauche, voilà.
And if Le Pen becomes France's next president, how do you think it will affect the music scene?
Je pense qu'on va privilégier que la musique française en parenthèse.
I think they'd promote Franco-French music, and as we mix North African music with other kinds, we'd be screwed.
C'est clair qu'on est foutu. Voilà, si elle passe, on est mort.
If she gets through, we're dead. We'd have to go and play abroad.
Nous, on a un message à passer, ça sera toujours le même.
But there'd be no question of changing our music. On the contrary.
On va changer notre musique, non, au contraire, on va aller encore là.
Merci, Samir.
Je t'en prie, merci beaucoup.
Thank you for the music. That was Samir from Fanfare.
Thank you.